You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
User joined your channel. User disconnected from your channel. User joined your channel. User left your channel. User joined your channel.
Let's have a fucking argument then, my lovely.
Yeah. Well, the fact is,
we're past the honeymoon period.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like we are, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're reaching our first argument.
You've called me a bigot. Oh. I had to look it up.
I'm getting fed up with this Jewish thing that you keep talking about. You said Bruce Springsteen, one of your favourite artists. You said, yeah, I love Bruce Springsteen, even though he is a Jew.
Yeah.
And I said, what the fuck does that mean?
I like Leonard Cohen as well.
Even though he's a Jew.
He's a
You're
Jew.
You're talking those terms. It's absurd. Well, I don't resent you because you're a Christian.
I'm not a fucking Christian.
Yes, you are. If you're talking those terms about someone like Bruce Springsteen.
I'm an atheist.
Yeah, well, I'm sure below, Bruce Springsteen's an atheist, isn't he?
Probably.
Yeah.
But he was still born from a Jewish mother.
What does that mean? Meaningless.
Well, it's
meaningless.
You don't know because you weren't.
Oh, my goodness me. I cannot believe the level of your ignorance on this point, my darling.
Oh, it's okay. That's fine.
But
I can go with that. So, where are you in the Holohawks then?
Oh, okay. The Holohawks is a complete hoax, it appears. It's classic propaganda on a grand scale after a massive war. Nothing to be surprised about, really, in retrospect. What happened? Well, it's a Jewish lie, for sure. You could call it that. But that's a name. That's a name for a particular event.
A name.
Well, I'm attaching Jewish to it because, of course...
It's nothing to do with the people, then, and the way they're brought up.
Jews are lied to as much as anyone else.
Of course.
If you want to talk in those terms.
Exactamundo.
Oh, Christians. But it's meaningless. I don't want to talk about religion and talk about people sweeping terms.
You know
like
that...
Meaningless. Religion is bullshit.
The Christians want the Jews. I mean, for only sake, we have been, we've been going by the book.
Exactly. Which is a which is bullshit. Yeah. And it is a Jewish, there's Jewish involved in that book as well, isn't there?
Jesus
was a Jew, apparently, or something.
Christians don't really know about the Talmud, do they?
Okay. No. I mean, they don't know about the Talmud. And how many Jews know about probably more know about the Bible because it's more widespread, I think.
Well, but... I've read the Bible and I've read the fucking Quran and I've actually read the Talmud as well, for God's sakes.
Well, there's nothing to be for God's sakes about it. I think having read them all, you've got some credibility to talk about it.
No. It's really, really, really irrelevant. They should be put in the trash can.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. So why are you still referring to Jews and Christians?
Because they still go by the book.
The Muslims. It's like saying you don't like the Muslims. What are you talking about?
I don't like the Muslims either because they are going by the book as well.
Yeah, I know, it's all bullshit, isn't it? You don't like what you don't like is that idea of it, not the people.
Well, if we're going by Agenda 21, there'll be a one world religion, which will be the worship of Lucifer. I don't believe in that either.
You've got to worship someone, haven't you? It'll be bullshit anyway. It doesn't make any difference, does it?
I don't have to worship anybody.
Do you think they'll get one world religion? Yeah. Like, we've got one now, haven't we? It's like science, isn't it?
Science.
Whatever. Religion. Television.
Television.
Well, yeah.
I've been programmed.
EastEnders. Football. I mean,
You still watch EastEnders, like?
Yeah, I never fucking watched EastEnders. I've always found it horrendous. I hate that kind of acting.
How'd you kind of it's horrendous if you've never watched it?
Ah, well. Ah. Nah. I read reviews from people I respect greatly. You fucking bigot. You dragged me in the live stream to have my first argument with you on this bullshit question. Oh, yeah. But the thing is, I've got a friend,
you know
Matthew.
You know what? It's absolutely marvellous to have an argument with somebody that you love.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. And I think as long as you keep being, you know, keep smiling and just take the punches, I think, you know, we'll get on just fine.
Aye, you're having a laugh, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on top.
You're on top. I can imagine. I see. Right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you tuned in for, wasn't it? Let's get the fuck out of live stream if you're going to get on top of me. I can't be having this. Being pinned down in public. the point you had was good. Yeah. Well, bad, actually.
Oh, but, bad,
you know,
yeah.
I like Bruce Springsteen. You said, yeah, I like Bruce Springsteen. He's not a Jew.
He is,
I can't deal with that on that language, talking these terms.
So you're a Jew lover, are you?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yes, yeah. I am a Jew lover.
Do you want to go and kiss the wall with your fucking heart in your head?
I'm a Scots lover as well. I'm a Muslim lover and a Christian lover. You know what I mean? Do not be silly. I mean,
silly.
You're pushing me.
Don't talk to me about silly.
You're being jolly silly as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, you're fucking sillier than me.
There just seems to be a place in people's, they think it's appropriate to allow a certain amount of bigotry in their lives.
I don't do backflips in public.
Is this your safe place for bigotry where you're allowed to be just a little bit
bigotry.
Fucking, yeah.
I had to look it up. I didn't know what it meant.
A sweeping generalisation of what it is really.
I had to look up the word. I didn't know what it meant. So I know what it means now. And yes, you're right. I am a bigot.
Well, what does it mean then? Because I love
Scotland and I love my Scottish people. And I love the fact that we're all white and we're all kind of, you know, drive the same cars.
What the fuck are you talking about? Okay.
I've got a wee bit of a problem. Is we've got invaded by Polish people, and I've got a wee bit of a problem with that. So I have.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think it's
only
interesting...
because they're speaking Polish.
Yeah, well, look, I think it's important that we understand that you are stuck right at the top of Scotland, well, at sort of a high upon your continent, very isolated place, and... you have been all over the world and lived in Turkey and various places. You've been all over Britain. And you're not going across as a racist in any way, shape or form to me.
No. But when I grew up, I was in a world full of Scottish people. It was just Scottish people. English used to come on holiday and go away. And now they fucking live here.
What, English people?
Aye.
Well, you lived in England for years.
Yeah, but I came home again.
What do you expect? I mean, look, my name's Dalpra, and that comes from Italy, from Venice or something. My great-granddad was from Italy, but I grew up in England. You know, it's always happened, hasn't it? People have moved around the world.
Yes, but we've been invaded. Yes.
Well, a bit. I mean, you know. Well, you haven't got your own choice in it, have you? It's not how it works. Well, we realise that.
Totally out of my control.
So that's what you're objecting to. Yeah.
Yes. Totally.
You don't like the fact?
No.
You'd rather be...
Totally Scottish people and that's it. You can come here for a holiday and you can go away again.
I know they're going to... the world will be flooded with... Yeah, but it's... Okay. You're xenophobic.
Oh, whatever the name you want to call it.
Well, I don't know what I'm saying. You know, you're... It's not fair to say phobic, you know, perhaps, because that only suggests... it has negative connotations.
I've got what do you call it? Some sort of I don't like lifts.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, this is the main. This is the problem here. Yeah, you don't like lifts.
No,
it's nothing to do with Polish people and the Jews.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh well, you know.
What do you call it? What do you call it when you don't like lifts? I don't know.
Well, there's, I mean, different names for rare phobias.
I had a really dodgy moment once when I was in Czechoslovakia. And, I was with my friend and we went to see her friend and it was in a high-rise building and I'm no fucking joking, right? This lift, it was like a box with a string on it. And I was like, I'm no getting in there. I says, how high have we got to go? And she was like, I think she said about 20 floors. And I was like, well, no, I'm going to walk. And it was really funny because most of our friends agreed with me and wanted to walk with me as well. Yeah. Because you could only get about 3 people in the cardboard box with a string on it.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. That was mental.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's a fascinating story.
Sorry.
Yeah. A cardboard box with a bit of string on it. But they all died, did they? The ones that went up in the lift? Yeah, poor fuckers. Yeah, and you, clever, you led the way with all these other people. No, it just shows you, you know, the power of group. A bit of
I just think that they liked me and they wanted to,
give you
they
moral
just,
support and not make you feel like a cretin for being so fearful of, a box with a bit of string on it.
Yeah, that's right.
In Czechoslovakia. Was it in Prague?
No, that's in the Czech Republic. No, I was in Slovakia.
Sorry. Yeah. Yes, I'm a big fan of the Bohemian pottery.
It's called Bratislava, the place I was in. Bratislava is absolutely gorgeous. It's like marble pavements with fountains and
Bohemia, baby. That's a Bohemia, I think.
Yeah, and all these
kind of beautiful time. They were advanced architecture. Felix was talking about that. He liked that.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. And there was like bands playing in the street and
stuff like that. Lovely.
Beautiful.
See? So you love foreign countries, but they saw you and they probably thought, who is this foreign woman? This bitch with blonde hair.
Fuck off.
I don't like her. I don't like the Jews either. Fuck Scots and Jews.
No, I didn't know about Jews then.
You didn't. You liked Jews then, did you?
I didn't know. See, when I was in Turkey, one of my best friends was called. he had a yacht, and he was called David, obviously.
David Goldstein.
No, I think he was called David Rubenstein.
Rockefeller.
Rubenstein.
Rubenstein, yeah. Aye. Right.
But he called himself David Ruby at the time.
Well, it's catchy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. David Ruby. I might shorten
And mine. I had absolutely no idea about the Jews or anything. And I just took him in and gave him a big hug and yeah.
Well, so this guy had a yacht or something and you were friends with him?
Aye.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Well, why not?
Well, but when I think back now, I mean, if I met him now,
it would
be a different story.
Because you think what?
Well, because he's a fucking Jew.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologise for this woman and her narrow understanding of what's right and wrong.
No, but he would probably think that was funny as well, though.
Yeah, I think you're doing it on purpose, aren't you? You're kind of having a laugh with it. Yeah, he would maybe think that was funny as well.
Because there is
a point in that.
No,
there's a
but
point
see,
in
when
there
I,
in the sense
he,
that we need to
I
break down
back,
these taboos.
No,
we shouldn't be too fucking fuddy-duddy about the question.
No, listen.
And, you know.
Listen.
Yeah.
When I look back now, when I met him, he had this, he couldn't believe that I didn't know what a Jew was.
Well, that's funny in itself, isn't it?
I
mean, that you didn't know that.
No.
Well, no one had ever told you about the Jewish religion. You must have heard it in the Bible.
I knew about
school,
the Bible.
Jesus was a Jew and everything.
But I didn't believe it anyway.
Well, no, it's bullshit, but you knew you had sort of defined partly, you know, the
yes, but I didn't know when I met him, I didn't know he was a Jew.
The word Jewish was, fine.
Yeah.
Well, so what, really? Do you know what I mean?
I'm just saying, the difference is if I met him now, I would look at them totally differently.
Well, exactly. When you're being honest, you're being candid about it, and that's fair enough, Moj. You know, but and that's why I like that about you, but I'm saying that I absolutely think that's an honest thing, but a strange thing to don't you think that's a bit odd?
But he almost expected, he expected some sort of reaction from me that he didn't get at the time.
Yeah.
Can you understand that? I was probably the first person they've ever met that didn't know what a Jew was.
Well, I don't think I know what a Jew is, actually, in terms of the way you talk a bit about them or whatever.
Well, you know, but
it's a bit like saying you don't know what a Christian is. You know, it's a bit like saying you don't know what a Muslim is, or you don't know what a Buddhist is. I mean, you were quite sheltered, so that was quite quirky. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
brilliant.
And how old were you at the time? About 41?
It was about 10 years ago, so 35.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's you were blonde, aren't you?
Aye. And I met his pal, he was from Italy, and he was another one of them. But, we had such a good laugh, and,
great.
When I look now, I don't know.
You put your hand to your mouth, and you go, oh, my God.
I feel so.
A fucking Jew? What difference does it make? Think about it, Moj. They're good people, I'm sure. Do you not realise that there's good people everywhere? It doesn't matter what fucking religion they're linked to.
I got the impression they were born with a silver spoon in their mouths.
Yeah, but I mean, I've got friends I've got a mate who's born with a silver spoon up his arse.
But he actually came on to me, and anyway, I didn't want it, but I met his wife as well, so, I don't know.
Well, that's inappropriate. I mean, I think less of him now, if he's coming, unless they're swingers and it's all in the open. But I don't like lying. That's what we don't like on this site. How about, I'm a fakeologist, but I don't, in my personal life, like any fakery at all with my people I will talk to, my loved ones, and all this hunting around and being sort of duplicitous and secretive about anything I don't like. Oh, yeah. If that's one thing, I'm not fake about that. Do you know what I mean? I think that stands in good stead.
Okay, well, I'll not speak about the Jews anymore. Jesuits then? The Masons?
What they are is interesting subjects because they're organised, what you could call organised Jewry and organised Jesuits or Masons.
I was thinking about getting circumcised and becoming a Jew myself.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think it'd suit you.
I'll get my wee skull cap on. I'll be kissing the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, circumcision is, female circumcision is not a pleasant thing. I just go for the skull cap.
Yeah.
Just don't go for the chop.
I don't know how they do females. I've seen stuff about it and how they sew them up or something. Oh, fuck knows.
Not a subject I want to get into. I've just had
me neither. Yeah, no. Let's get out into something
move
else.
On. Yeah, let's move on.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's gross.
Anyway, genital warts. I was thinking might be a change of subject.
Have you had them?
Should we get out of this life?
Why do you keep talking about them? Have you had them?
Yeah, I told you, didn't I? Not on radio. It's not radio. But no, I told you, didn't I? I had them once. That's one thing I don't. Yeah, horrible. Yeah, don't like that.
Have you had crabs?
Yeah. For some bizarre reason, it's the second night on the trot because I've just heard. I've been talking yesterday, and it came out. I had that. Oh no, sorry, I don't know. See, it was a typo. Had crabs. I haven't ever had.
Well,
crabs.
I can believe that.
Yeah, what have you had? I've had chlamydia. Not crabs. I've had chlamydia, genital warts, NSU. I think that may be it. Something else. Yeah, horrible. Yeah. I don't want to get that and pass chlamydia on to someone.
No AIDS. No.
No. No, yeah. No fucking AIDS.
Funny that.
What are the odds of that? What are the odds of that? I've had sex with a groupie who's made love to half of the planet.
Yeah, well, I've had sex with half the planet as well. So, you know. Anyway, I've not got AIDS.
Yeah, you haven't. No,
well, I've not had a test, but.
But you'd probably best not. I think they're dangerous. Those tests.
Even if I did, I wouldn't believe it.
Well, Typo was saying that once he woke up years ago, back in the 80s, with a message in lipstick on the on his mirror, "Welcome to hell. You've got AIDS. Kiss.
Holy fuck.
You actually said he woke up to that. I thought that was a cheery story. What a good night that must have been.
You know about the AIDS. AIDS not real either, right?
Oh, God. The whole thing is a big scam, effectively,
yep.
Isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, that's really fucking... I'm not sure about that, because, really, if those drugs alone are killing people...
Aye.
I mean, that gets close to sort of... That's not legal.
Oh.
Is it? You can't be doing that. If someone's consented to take... No, you can't be giving people poison. Is that really fucking happening?
Yeah, it really is, aye. You know the biggest killer.
I know the people are
you know the biggest them. Killer in America. Prescribed drugs.
Yeah. I mean,
apart from 100 people a day being shot.
Is that the stats? Is it 100 people a day are shot?
Aye.
Yeah.
How many is that a year? I was trying to add it up, but I'm not very
good
at that.
365 times 100.
3,500,
darling.
3,500 a year.
36,000.
What? 36,000. 36? Holy
so,
fuck. That's mental, 100
people, 100 people a day. Yeah.
36,000 a year are killed by being shot. And usually it's by, you know, their husband or their wife or somebody who knows them.
Well, so, I mean, how many people die from heart attacks each year?
No, as many as that. There's 1 million suicides a year worldwide.
Hold on, I'm going to Google this. How many people...
1 million suicides a year.
Really? Worldwide?
Yep. All right. We're like lemmings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's quite common suicide. I mean, you were telling me you had one in your family, tragically, didn't you?
Aye.
I mean, that's...
Oh, no, I've had more than that. I've had my cousin as well last year, the year before. Yeah. He was missing for 2 weeks.
Right.
And his father found him. God, can you imagine that? After 2 weeks, must have looked like a hippo.
This is quite, this is strong stuff tonight, isn't it? Yeah. This is, gun violence in the United States results in thousands of deaths and thousands more injuries annually.
I know, it's 100 a day.
And my favourite. Yeah, you were saying it's 100 a day. And there's 21,000 deaths by suicide from firearm per year.
And most of them are military coming home.
Really?
There's been more military deaths. And there has been, by suicide, than there has been in the wars. That's quite scary, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the more we know about, it's, you know, how many victims, show me a real victim of war, sometimes. I want to, you know, I'm sure they exist.
What, a hero, you mean?
Well, every story I keep hearing, there's always been accidents here, there and everywhere, you know.
Really annoyed me when they called them
suicide,
heroes.
Got depression.
Aye.
Help for turned
heroes.
Over, died in
fucking
car crash.
Heroes.
Yeah, I know. This is the absurdity of it all. Help for heroes.
Really annoyed me that.
Well, it's a winning thing. It's a winning thing. I know this girl. She's quite a cool chick. You know, it's a bit younger than me. She's really attractive. So, and she really liked me. And she's lovely. You know, and you know, it's like, wow. She's. If I sort of said Drummer Lee Rigby was a fake, you know, I did. This is what happened. I said Drummer Lee Rigby. I said that's stage. It's a psyop. So he was wearing a Help for Hero t-shirt. And then she was out, you know. No way. She couldn't have it, you know, because she's absolutely... She's posting her stuff on Facebook, you know, Help for Heroes. And then Poppy Day, she's got her poppies up. She's all...
Oh,
it really gets
poppies.
Her going. But it seems to... she gets emotional about it. So that was a no. That's a no-no.
No.
Your attitude to your racist attitude.
I'm racist, I.
You're fairly honest.
Only because I grew up in a country that was full of Scottish people, and now it's not.
Yeah, you told me one of your favourite films was Braveheart. You've got a little bit of that, you know. Yeah.
Freedom.
Scottish, yeah. Well, I quite liked to train spotting and Archie Gemmell's goal in the 1978 World Cup.
Train spotting was really depressing, like.
I enjoyed a bit of Irving Welsh, a bit of it, the way he used it. His language was quite
cool. Heroin addiction is really cool, isn't it?
No, his language was quite, his language in literature I quite
like. The baby crawling in the roof. Oh, no, 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 no.
What, the film or the books?
The film.
The film. The film.
Film.
The film, wasn't it?
An acid house. I couldn't even go there.
What's that?
Acid House.
Acid House. Is that a film?
It was before Trainspotting.
Oh yeah, that's quite good. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't. Because I don't like Glaswegians, as it goes.
And once more, another personal dislike comes out.
Yeah, I'm a bigot.
See, that's why you didn't like it. Fuck off.
I don't fucking like Glaswegians.
I think he hid in you.
For me, they could they could just chop off Glasgow and make it part of England.
To be quite honest with you, your point's fair, because there's a few, I think the real Scots are up where you are. The lovely blondes with those shining green eyes. Have you got green eyes?
Green, bright green.
I knew. How good's that?
I've known that.
No, you didn't.
I did suck. Anyway, I've only met one other person with the same bright green eyes as me. Apart from my sister.
Your sister? Oh, apart from you. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. So there you are. You're distinctively Scottish in that way. And you're retaining that nationalist, you know, have you got a long lineage of being Scottish for your dad?
No, we're Hepburns.
Audrey's relatives.
We come from Yorkshire. There's a place called Hepburn in Yorkshire.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it's kind of Scotlandish.
Well, it's north of England, I suppose. That's interesting because you look classically Scottish, you know what I mean, with the blonde hair and the green eyes.
Okay. No, I think I look Norwegian. Well, everybody in Turkey thought I was Norwegian.
Danish, Scandinavian. You're distinctive looking. Maybe I'm just, you're just distinctive looking. Nothing to do with, you're just a nationalist yourself.
Nationalist, I'm a bigot.
Well, look, do we really need to put people through more bigotry? I really didn't mean to, this is the thing, I didn't mean to talk in live stream tonight.
That's okay, we're doing
it
well.
It's embarrassing. Do you want
to go back in room 9 then?
Oh, room 9, darling. I was trying to I'm going to make a video of one of these things. I'm going to take, of one of these chats. Could be this
one. What do you mean a
Our
video?
First argument. Well, just on, first you know, argument. YouTube, we just paint the pictures, you know. Behind the audio.
Well, our first argument didn't last very long, did it?
But you know, you could start, if you start talking those terms again, I will dress you down. But I think it's inappropriate.
Can you smack me bum?
Well, definitely. I definitely would do that with that kind of attitude. You know, you totally deserve it. We're going to smack some sense into you, or there's nowhere else to go. Because at the moment, you're the only woman around here. If it's going to be a fakeologist family, we've got to start breeding. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joking. And both of us, about 20 years post-menopausal.
Yeah, so we're no
we just like
kids.
To amuse ourselves in our old age, don't we, dear? Should we get the fuck out? Should we go out?
Okay, fine.
Let's step out.
Room 9.
9 it is.
User left your channel. User left your channel. User joined your channel. User joined your channel.
Okay, Moj, we're back. And we're going to try and redeem ourselves here because we're going to talk about something relative to this site, really, I think, probably. But I think it's a good question. You raised radiocarbon dating. And with all the questions that have been asked about history right now and how much we can take us real of these from Pompeii to Stonehenge. Thought that was worth a look. Because I just look at it, my favourite resource, Wikipedia, the official blurb. The method was developed by Willard Libby in the late 1940s and soon became a standard tool for archaeologists. Libby received his Nobel Prize for it in 1960. It's based on the fact that the radiocarbon is constantly being created in the atmosphere by the interaction of cosmic rays with atmospheric nitrogen.
Resulting radiocarbon combines with atmospheric oxygen to form radioactive carbon dioxide, which is incorporated into plants by photosynthesis. Animals then acquire 14C by eating the plants. When the plant or animal dies, it stops exchanging carbon with its environment. And from that point onwards, the amount of 14C it contains begins to reduce as the 14C undergoes radioactive decay. Okay, we kind of understand that, most of us, I think. That idea, giving off radiation that it's got from the fucking sun through plants, photosynthetic plants and stuff it's eaten, and then, is that right? The animal or the plant dies, it stops exchanging carbon with its environment. At that point on, it's decay, radioactive decay. Now, what does it mean? You tell me that you think it's bullshit, probably bullshit. Do you know about it, Mudge? The oldest dates that can be reliably measured using radiocarbon dating are about 50,000 years ago. You know, although special methods occasionally permit dating of older samples. Oh, special methods. Yeah. It's all a bit flaky when you look at it in a way. Well, I don't know. It could be seen as looking flaky. The idea behind radiocarbon dating is straightforward, it says, but years of work were required to develop the technique to the point where accurate dates could be obtained. It was all a bit difficult to be accurate at first. You know, if something, the half-life of 14C is about 5,700 years. So, there. Yeah. I don't know what
it
means.
User left your channel.
That's off. Thanks, Moj. So, anyway, she wanted to talk about it. She's taken me in here and I'm leaving now. But I'll leave you with that little thought. Yes, radiocarbon dating is... It's a standard tool of archaeologists. And what we know about archaeology now, it may be a bit of a sketchy art. See you later.
User left your channel. User joined your channel. User left your channel. User joined your channel. User left your channel. User joined your channel. User left your channel.
Hi, this is Derillium, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.